السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وصلى الله وسلم على رسولنا وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. ما بعد، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected hufaz, elders and friends, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his salutations be upon the master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends, the day of Qiyamah will take place and there is no uncertainty to that. It will be a day wherein people will be immersed in panic regarding their actions. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the severity of this day. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. That day when you will see every breastfeeding mother abandon her suckling child. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. And every caring lady who is pregnant will abort her child. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You will perceive people to be in a drunken state. They are not drunk, rather the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most severe. Now on this day when majority of people will be immersed in worry and panic, certain special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enjoy His mercy and His shade. People who were built on certain qualities, defined by certain characteristics. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu narrates that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah. And then he turned to us and he said, O people, listen and know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain special servants. They are not anbiya, nor are they shuhada. But on the day of Qiyamah, the anbiya and shuhada will envy them for the close relation that they will enjoy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Bedouin stood up from the back. He came forward and he asked, O Nabi of Allah, people who are not Anbiya, who are not Shuhada, yet Anbiya and Shuhada will envy them. Describe to us who these people are. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled at his question and he said, they are those people from different parts of the world, from different tribes, from different nationalities. They shared no relation between them, but they loved each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will erect pulpits for them which they will sit on. People will be immersed in panic, but these people will be free from panic. Beloved friends, loving a person solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, earns one to be categorized from mutahabboon, those who love each other solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A famous scholar says that to love people solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is the highest form of love that can be found. Why? In today's world, people love others for different reasons. So a person pays my salary, so I love him. Or a person did some form of kindness or assisted me in some way, for that reason I love him. Or perhaps a person is my relative, and because he's my relative, I love him. But all these factors, they can change. Inheritance issues can come between people, and a fight can break out. A person can lose his job. A marriage can go sour, and immediately two people hate each other. But those who love others solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, then despite what takes place, despite the circumstances, the love for people remains in their heart. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly epitomized this, beloved brothers. He was one who had the care, concern and love of people in his heart. Even his enemies, though he disagreed with them, but he had concern and care for them in his heart. And he truly epitomized this at the conquest of Makkah, when in his hand was control and power to take revenge, extract revenge from them. And he asked them, "What do you think of me?" And they said, "We know nothing but good about you." And he forgave them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was that of love. His akhlaq was the Quran. One of the objectives of Islam is to create this unity and bonds of brotherhood between Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hujurat, "Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa." Certainly the believers are brothers towards each other. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullukum banu Adama, wa Adamu khuliqa min turab." Each one of you are the children of Adam alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam was created from sand. So Islam unites all those who are reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Belief in Allah in the pristine way showed to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it doesn't matter where our heritage, our roots are, which language we speak, our educational or financial status, but if we are true believers of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam enjoins unity among us. Shaitan will also use this to create division. In Ma'riful Quran, under the surah Munafiqun, Allama Shabir Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi brings the entire discussion which took place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the 5th year after Hijri, Sha'ban was the month. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions found out that the enemies were plotting to attack them. So they countered and they met them on the battlefield. After they earned victory, a slight argument broke out between a muhajir, one who migrated from Makkah, and an ansar, one who was from Medina. A slight disagreement over some water that was on the battlefield. Now instead of resolving the matter, what took place was the muhajir called his fellow muhajirun, the ansar called his fellow ansar. Some of them answered their call. Two camps opposing each other now were about to fight each other. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam found out about this. He immediately rushed to the scene and quelled the situation. Voicing his displeasure, he said, "Ma balu da'wa al-jahiliya? What are these slogans of ignorance of jahiliya that I am finding?" What did he mean? Allama Shabir Uthmani rahmatullah alayhi writes that instead of resolving the matter, the sahaba, some of them, divided themselves based on racial and tribal lines. And then he said, "Da'uha fa innaha muntina," that leave these slogans alone, for they are nothing but rotten, which gives off a foul smell. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that when two believers are in a dispute, then others around them should assist them in solving their matter. Help the oppressed and the oppressor. Helping the oppressed, we understand, to assist him in seeking remedy or recourse for his matter. But to also assist the oppressor in guiding him, in showing him his wrong and guiding him towards the correct matters. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but to break and to cause division based on racial lines, tribal lines, national lines, pride and prejudice is nothing but something which gives off a bad odor. After Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, the muhajir and the ansari, they reconciled their matters. So from this incident, we learn a few lessons, beloved brothers. The first is, we should introspect in our own lives. Have I ever wronged anyone? Has my words perhaps ever hurt anyone's feelings? And if the answer is yes, and we know who the person is, we should apologize and ask them for forgiveness. If we do not know who the person is, or we can perhaps not locate them, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him to put in their hearts to forgive us. And then we see how can we mend our ways. The second is for those who are around two disputing parties. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged assisting those who are in dispute to solve their matters, to assist the one who is oppressed in seeking remedy, and to guide the one who is oppressing in his matter and assisting him in overcoming his difficulties as well. The third lesson we learn, beloved brothers, is if a person truly wants to achieve this quality of loving others for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, then we have to look deep within the heart and break any other forms of honor that we keep in our hearts and only love people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Seeking honor because of my surname or because of my gham or my province or my color or my nationality, these are things which are against the teaching of Islam. It is narrated that once Abu Dharr radiallahu an passed a derogatory remark against a fellow Sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam found out about this, and he asked him, "O Abu Dharr, you passed a derogatory comment about your fellow brother. It was something about his color." And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, "Innaka imru'un fika jahiliya." O Abu Dharr, it seems that you are someone who is still stuck on his old ways of ignorance, on his old ways of jahiliya. Another lesson we learn from this, beloved brothers, we do not have the time to delve in what took place after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resolved the matter. Perhaps we can open the books and read about it. But the enemy of Islam, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Sulul, used this incident to try to stir up hatred between those from Mecca and those from Medina. And he began chanting nationalistic lines. So from this we learn that we should never stereotype any person. We as Muslims are the first to feel hurt when we are branded with certain titles or names. And our response is, how can the actions of few brand everyone with the same, paint everyone with the same brush? So in the same way, we should see we do not fall in that same trap. If a business deal goes sour, if an employer wrongs an employee, or an employee wrongs an employer, if a crime takes place, if a marriage doesn't work out, then we can never blame an entire group, an entire family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns against us in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, in ja'akum fasiqum binaba'in, fatabayyanu an tusibu qawman bijahala, fatusbihu ala ma fa'altum nadimin." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "O you who believe, when a person who is seeking to cause trouble comes to you with certain information, then first find out what is the truth, lest you begin branding people or causing difficulty for people, and after this, you will only fall in regret." So there are many, many barriers. These are just a few that we have to overcome within our hearts to truly achieve that quality of loving people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. If we see in a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us different ways that we can practice on. Inshallah, through this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with this quality of loving others solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first quality is to make salam with every person, every believer. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah until you truly believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you will not truly believe until you love people solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ أَفْشُ السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Should I not show you an action? If you practice upon it, then this quality of loving others will enter your heart. Make salam common amongst you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us in another hadith, أَن تَقْرَأَ السَّلَامَ عَلَىٰ مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. To greet every person, whether we know them or do not know them. So whoever we meet, whether it's in the masjid, or the shopping centers, or anywhere we meet a fellow Muslim brother, then all Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is to make salam, and through this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill our hearts with love. How often have lasting friendships been formed merely by two people just greeting each other? The second way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is tahadu tahabbu, give gifts and you will get this quality of loving others. You will inculcate loving others in the heart. Giving a gift does not have to be something monetary. A mere smile or dedicating one's time to a person, visiting a person. These are ways a person can gift a person. And even if it is something monetary, it doesn't have to be something expensive. A simple thing like a chocolate or a sweet can go a long way in creating love between people. The third way which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us is to make dua for our fellow Muslims when we are alone. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith something to the effect that that Muslim who makes dua for his fellow brother in secrecy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigns an angel to that dua. And for every dua he makes for his fellow believer, the angel says, Ameen, and for you is like that which you ask. Beloved brothers, there are many, many ways we can learn through Quran and the beloved sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actions that we can bring in our lives, introspection, and seeing how we can become better Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from mutahabboon. Those who love each other solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.